A painful anniversary today for the family of former Marine Paul Whelan. Today marks 4 years since he was imprisoned in Russia on what U.S. officials call bogus espionage charges.
It's an awful scenario.
But Paul Whelan's sister Elizabeth says she and her brother aren't letting the situation get them down.
People, you know, sort of expect you to crumble, and that just plays into your adversary's hand, so to speak. I think it's very important to find the resources within yourself to stay strong.
She's optimistic that Paul will come home, even though he wasn't included in the swap of basketball star Brittany Griner for Russian arms dealer Victor Boot.
In a way, it's actually useful because now the concentration is completely on Paul.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As Ukrainians take up arms to defend their country, their relatives here in the U.S. are watching and worrying.
You wonder, like, what can I do? And you can't do anything.
Alexandria resident Alina Banasak grew up in Ukraine.
That's been really, really stressful.
Especially as she tries in vain to convince her brother and sister-in-law to leave Ukraine. Communication with them is sporadic. She constantly checks the Facebook Messenger app.
If I go to the Messenger and I see that he's active and I'm like, oh, okay, my brother is still alive, I guess.
While she suffers, she sees life going on as usual around her.
And you're sort of in a different situation, right? That's been an interesting part of all of this.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
At least 100 people are temporarily homeless after the blast. A nurse who lives in that complex was working this morning when her client said, look at the news.
When Anita looked at the TV, she saw her apartment building in flames.
I'm like, what? And then I tried calling everybody, my nieces. What is going on? Somebody have to find out what is going on.
The single mother got a call from her 12-year-old son's school.
They said, one of my sons, the twins, was crying, wondering, where are we going to stay? Is mommy okay?
She told him,
don't cry. Everybody is okay. Don't cry. I said, I was just so scared, mommy. I said, don't worry. We are fine.
Still, she says she doesn't know where they'll spend the night. In Silver Spring, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
For the latest on the ground, we go to Heather Curtis now. She's here, our reporter here at WMAL, who's been on site speaking to people who are there at the scene. Tell us the latest, Heather, if you will.
So we just got an update from the fire chief and some other county officials. The newest news is that there are a few people who remain unaccounted for. Now, they wouldn't say exactly how many or what the situation may be, whether it may be someone who wasn't in the area, believed to not be home at the time. But they said that they are searching. They're actively searching the rubble. Maybe an hour or so ago, I saw a dog go in. The rubble is still smoldering. It's not on fire, but it's smoke. I'm about 100 feet away. You smell smoke very strongly. And they said that there were some possible indicators of alerts, but he hasn't said, you know, what that may mean. And I guess everybody here is just kind of hoping that no one's died yet, and they're hoping that there's nobody trapped in that rubble.
Do authorities have any more information at this hour about the nature or the source of the explosion? Obviously, it took place 10:30 this morning, but do we know anything about what it was?
There was some speculation that it could be a natural gas explosion, like the one that leveled the Flower Branch apartments in Silver Spring a few years ago.
Yes.
The chief said that there have been no prior calls about the odor of gas in the building.